Podcast from Orville, March 17th, 2007. On microphone,
Oro Asha
and Marlenka.
The news is a reflection of the growth process of Oroville and its ideals of harmony, goodwill, discipline, and truth.
After 5 minutes of silence, Dr. Karan Singh presents Michael Murphy's conference in Delhi. The full conference is broadcast this week. Please check the schedules.
Thank you, friends. Today, I have the honor and pleasure once again to introduce to you an iconic figure. Just a few days ago, you will recall, we had Stan Grof here, who is the father of the Transpersonal Association and one of the major figures in transpersonal psychology. Today we have with us Michael Murphy, who is an iconic figure in the New Age movement. He is, of course, best known, perhaps, for being the co-founder of Esalen, which, as you know, is this glorious property on the west coast of the United States, overlooking the Pacific, which he founded in 1962. In fact, during 1956 and 57, he practiced meditation at the Sri Aurobindo Ashram for about 18 months. And it was there that he met a fellow Stanford graduate, Dick Price. And then the two of them combined to found the Esalen Institute, named after the Esalen, the Indians, American Indians, or Indian Americans, the tribe who used to inhabit that area. And he has been an iconic figure ever since. Esalen has become the center for New Age thinking, practice, therapies. People from all over the world, philosophers, thinkers, spiritual workers, have been drawn to Esalen and have spoken there. And it has become really a contemporary place of what Carlos Castaneda would call a place of power. So he's going to talk about God and the evolving human. But before he does that, I have been given a task. I'm not sure who gave me the task. I think it was Aster. Of releasing the Indian edition of a marvelous little book. It's called The Life We Are Given by George Leonard, the founder of the Human Potential Movement in the West, and Michael Murphy, co-founder of the Esalen Institute. So this is what the Americans call a photo opportunity. So if you want to take a photograph, anybody, here it is.
Here we are.
Here we are, both of us. Let's stand for a minute. Okay, Michael, you're on.
So my name is Conrad. I'm working here in Oroville, in Oroville's Future, which is the city planning office of Oroville. In the function of an architect, I'm doing big-scale architecture or city planning, or call it urbanism, different names for that. Right now I'm working on a project called the Urban Habitat, or the Habitat of the Administrative Area, basically trying to plan and design living area for in a high-density situation, means urban space, which would hopefully be the more or less first urban space in Oroville. I'm here since December, which means I'm working for 3 months now on this project, roughly, and it's going to be lasting another 2 months, and hopefully we'll see how far I get, but hopefully it will make sense in the end, yeah. What is interesting about working as an architect in Oroville, there are two unusual points. The first point is that you're not working in a classic architecture office, which is led by an architect, and basically you're working close together with other architects on the same project. It's rather more that there are people having different professions are in the office doing different kinds of work. And so it's basically you're left on your own, which is nice since you can be very self-exploring in a way. And the second unusual thing is that you are able to experiment quite a bit here in Oroville. You are able to play around, at least in the beginning. You don't know how in the end the project is going to end up and what they're going to do with your material, but it's fine in a way that you can, they leave it open to you what you can plan and how you can plan it, and you can really develop things in a playful and experimental way. They are really open for that here. Yes.
We were supposed to have French class for 2 hours, and our teacher decided to bring us to town hall to have some, I don't know, kind of a breakfast, not really a breakfast, but I don't know, snack or whatever, and we'll do our work here. And our teacher name is Laura.
So my name is Laura. I was born in Oroville and grew up here and spent actually 10 years outside. I've been back for 3 years and been teaching in Future School. This is a French class, so we're all speaking in English. And we had a double period, so we decided to walk over to Town Hall and have a half French breakfast and do French work here. So just to get out of the school and do something different.
My name is Mohini. Well, my parents came here 35 years ago. So I was born here in Oroville, and I started school when I was 7 in transition school, and I've been studying here in Oroville since. Right now I go to Future School, and mostly I study. Otherwise I do sports 3 times a week, basketball in Ukraine. I have like a part-time job in the Certitude snack bar, and I do babysitting on my extra time. And yeah, that's about it.
My name is Lenny, and I come from Israel. I live here 3.5 years. My parents came with me. We were traveling before in Himalaya. And I enjoy being in Oroville, and the school is great. Well, I'm interested in drama and paint in drawing in general. So I hope to get to England someday. And in my free time, I go to drama classes and dancing. That's about it.
My name is Shamba. My mom was born here, so I was also born here, and I went to transition. Now I'm in Future School. And in my free time, I go to basketball, and I'm working in Certitude in a snack bar. And that's about it.
Hi, my name is Swasni. My dad came here 20 years ago. I was born here. My mom was born here too. And I went to transition school when I was 7. And now I'm in Future School in high school, and I like it here. In my spare time, I go to dance, hip-hop, and I do basketball sometimes, rarely. But I like playing football. And I have classes 2 times a week I go to. And I have a brother called Satya.
My name is Vika, and I came here 2.5 years ago. I went to transition from 7th grade, and now I'm in Future School. In my free time, I sit at home, I play guitar, like I go to my friend's house. And I have a brother, he's in transition, his name is Dania, and yeah, I like it in Oroville. It's nice.
Olivier presented his findings on the new approach to Oroville economy, revealing 7 different levels to approach this subject. The new understanding is built upon the ancient knowledge of the 7 chakras system, their relation to specific levels of manifestation, and the integration of these levels of economic consciousness, which will allow for abundance of everything needed all.
The selection committee is happy to announce those chosen unanimously for the working committee. Orasu, Carol, Dhanapal, Hemant, Hilda, Raman, Sanjeev, and substitutes Alain Bernard, Palani Omega, and Roy. And for the Oroville Council, Akash H. from Pratna, C. Bhumi, of Oral Model, Claudine from Ami, Gajendran Matramandir, K. Lakshmi, Muniandi, Rolf the Artist, Santo, Yonge, and substitutes Ange, Amwit B., and Suresh G. All have agreed to serve and have committed to serving the full term, a minimum of 2 years. Email selectioncommittee@oroville.org.in to give any feedback.
Residents' Assembly meeting, Sunday, 25th March, 5 p.m. at the Town Hall to finalize the community decision on Orville's organization. The overall policy proposal is to reconfirm and re-empower the Residents' Assembly, establish a clear process and structure for all aspects of our organization, more efficient communication and coordination between working groups and the Residents' Assembly, establish transparent information to the residents and establish a clear distinction of legislative, executive, and judicial powers. Contact Study Group Organization at yahoo.com.
Sat Prem Maini of the Oroville Earth Institute spent February in Africa working on earthen technology and architecture, assisted by Miss Adriana Duran, architect town planner from Colombia.
In the cosmos tradition, begun by Wim, there will be an opportunity to regularly see spiritual films from all over the world here in Orville, the Spiritual Cinema Circle, www.spiritualcinemacircle.com. A U.S.-based and worldwide active DVD club is donating a free subscription of Wim's films to Orville for at least 1 year. All films are selected by the SCC for their transformative and heart-opening orientation. The films will be under the label Cosmos in Cinema Paradiso.
The Pichandiculum Bio Resource Center is seeking a committed and experienced environmental educator to develop environmental education programs and train teachers and students in rural schools about key environmental issues. Interested persons contact www.pichandiculumforest.org.
Looking for high-impact photos of rubbish, waste, pollution, and plastic dumping in Oroville and the bioregion for display during Earth Day, April 22nd? Submit a low-resolution photo by email to bridget@oroville.org.in or nina@oroville.org.in with details of the date, time, and location.
Presentations by Harold Kraft, the water expert, on his highly advanced water projects in Germany, China, and other countries, as well as his pre-feasibility study for Oroville Water Management. On Wednesday, 21st March at 4:30 p.m. in the Conference Hall, Town Hall. For further information, please check the website oroville radio.org.